White Feathers Directive. Episode 5. Oh shit.
The energy source is moving. I can't tell where, though. The readings are still all messed up.
Sir, we still cannot establish communication to any outside agencies. Whatever that event was, it scrambled almost all of our surveillance systems.
I have no time for this.
The offspring was last seen at the school. The time has come. We'll pick her up.
Send the other unit to the residence. I don't want Agent Maple to mess up on this one.
What about the brother? Koshiro.
The cyborg is programmed to attack and restrain the angel.
Finally. I prefer a straight fight to all this sneaking around.
Concerned about Nanoka, Kenshin trailed the two teachers as they carried the unconscious girl through the school corridors.
Wait a minute. This isn't the way to the nurse's office. This is the storage rooms for gym equipment.
You feel it too, don't you?
Yes. Every time I look at her, from the moment she stepped into my class, I saw her and I knew I wanted her.
And now, well, this is the perfect opportunity, isn't it? She's growing more developed. We should see how much we can get out of her.
Don't you think it might be a bit precipitous? What if someone found out?
She's unconscious, Akio-san. What will she be able to tell anyone? She won't know what we did to her. And even if she did, she wouldn't understand what happened. She's still so young, and...
What are they doing to her?
Innocent.
I should go get help. Tell the principal or something.
But instead, he just crept closer to the door, attempting to slide it open a bit as quietly as possible, so he could see what was going on inside the storage room.
Well, that's strange. The photos of Nanoko-chan, they're all overexposed.
Huh, really strange. Look, the settings are the same as the other pictures I took of Aiko-chan.
Still, she is just a bright white blot on the floor.
Kuri?
Restrain the angel!
But...
I will terminate any celestial threat.
Koshiro! Koshiro!
Makia assumed her full celestial form.
Koshiro! It appears that over the years you have forgotten the good manners I taught you, haven't you? That's for punching your mother in the face.
With a swipe of her wing, she smashed Koshiro, flying across the lawn, till he got hold on the ground again and landed on all fours.
And that is for breaking your mother's arm. How unsightly.
A gun rose from the water. While the bullets went straight through her astral body, she reached out and pulled her son out of the water.
Time to take a rest, my son. Hell's bells, Nanoka. I'm running out of time and fast.
Damn it, I can't see what they're doing to Nanoka-chan.
Is this really necessary, Sato-sensei? You don't need to remove all the girl's clothing.
Yes, I don't need to. I want to. Well, look at her, Akio-san. How can you not want to look at her? She is Perfect. Oh, just get on with it before someone realizes she's missing.
Omura-sensei turned away. His gaze settled on Kenshin through a crack in the door.
Sato-sensei?
Oh, shit.
Abnormalities here, sir.
Up there. That should be the subject's classroom. Secure it and the subject. Go!
Yes, sir!
The others, surround the building. Let no one escape.
What the hell is that?
Soldiers?
Up to the roof! Hurry!
Nobody moves!
The subject isn't here.
It's the right room.
Damn. Call the Major. This smells like trouble. Check the toilets.
Where is Kohinata?
Nanaka-chan? What do you want with Nanaka-chan? Who are you people?
We ask the questions here, kid.
What is going on? I can't get a connection to the headquarters. What was that?
Hurry raced to the back door to the garden and tore it open.
Makia-sama? Makia-sama.
Fire! Stop that angel!
No! Fire! Don't shoot! Her? Oh my god. The bullets don't even touch the angel. What am I going to do now?
Oblivious of what was going on in their classroom, a floor below, Masayuki and Yukio went up to the school building's roof.
You are too soft with girls. That's why they aren't attracted to you.
Eh?
Look.
Hentai! Stalker! Groper! Miscreant! Get off me! Tetsu!
First of all, she likes to talk dirty. So should you to her.
I don't think...
See how she's batting at you? She's the type of girl who enjoys a good spanking.
No. You've got it all.
On top of it, Satsuko-chan thinks of other men while doing it.
She was merely calling for help.
Yukio, it's like Omura-sensei said. You misinterpreted the situation.
Omura-sensei wasn't talking to me.
If you really want to please a high-class girl like Satsuko-chan, you have to recognize her deepest needs. It's all in here. 20,000 yen.
Oh, shut up.
Major Ito had swept thoroughly through the hallways and had eventually spotted a suspicious student by a door. The boy seemed to be unconscious, but Ito still approached with caution, his rifle trained on the boy's limp form.
You, get up. Get up. Nakamura's son. What is he doing here? Where's the subject?
Ito turned his attention to the door that Kenshin had been crouching at. It was slightly ajar.
Empty.
Only a discarded school uniform, two socks and a pair of white panties were lying on a pile of gym mats. The window onto the grounds stood open. The bars had been bent.
Secure the grounds. The subject may have left the building. Repeat, secure the perimeter.
Makia had picked up the unconscious Koshio while Sima soldiers were closing in.
Fire! Stop that angel! Take it down! Fire!
Ah, hells, hells. You can't hurt me, but Koshiro is another matter.
Major, this girl here seems to know the subject.
What's that man doing here?
He appears to be the servant of this young lady here.
Dr. Anzai, so we meet again. You still have this unfailing habit of siding with the wrong sort of people, for lack of a better word.
Or so it seems.
Futaba reluctantly followed the major outside.
Say, that electro-whip is a Class 2 electric device, isn't it? I've been working on a similar invention, but I've been having trouble with feedback surges through the handle. It's a bit shocking. Can I have a look at
it? I can arrange to demonstrate it for you.
Would you? That would be great! I'd love to see how...
Oh, did I say for you? I meant on you.
Oh, I'll pass, I think.
Well, what happened to Nakamura's son?
I'm not sure. His vital signs are very low. All the signs seem to point to an induced coma.
Induced by what?
Impossible to say. There are no signs of physical trauma.
What about metaphysical?
What do you mean, sir?
The subject's clothing was strewn through the storage room. Perhaps Nakamura was attempting to force himself on the subject, causing her powers to manifest.
Sir, the director wants to talk to you.
Director, we have been unable to locate the subject. It's possible that her powers may have already manifested.
Agent Maple had contact with the Angel. We're switching to the backup surveillance grid as we speak.
Major, the grid is back online.
The second unit reports that the Angel has retrieved the wife of the cyborg.
Alpha Zeta Tango? The mother came back to get her baby. Never mess with a mother, Director. You should know that much.
Huh. Transfer my son to the ICU. And then we seem to have their Anzai. Care to share what you saw? Why did the subject leave the classroom?
Makia landed on a high building close to the town center and put Koshiro down.
Something is going on. I can feel it. I need to find Nanaka next. I can certainly leave Koshiro on this roof for a while. What the hell was that? Nanaka is vanishing in a painful way. Sima are already here at Nanaka's school. They will learn what it means to feel an angel's wrath.